conceptually, the processes are quite consistent. They stay the same. You know, you still need to make clearance of your imported goods and your exported goods, but the process in how you're doing it is handled a bit differently. Because it's moved from a customs assess process to self-assess process, businesses should be making sure that the people that are dealing with customs know their subject matter and know it quite well. They don't have to be experts in the field, but they need to know what the bigger picture is. Why are SARS asking for a particular set of information? And it's not a diversion of what we're doing now. It's largely a fiscal penalty at the moment. Going forward, it's going to be the fiscal penalty plus a black mark on your compliance history. And that's going to have implications then on how often are your goods going to be stopped? How often are they going to be inspected? Secondly, SARS are moving now from a transactional audit to check compliance to a systems audit. So make sure that if you do use technology, okay, that you've got your audit flows, that you can substantiate and check and do your checks and balances to make sure that your systems are doing the right things and coming to the right answers.